on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
As we head into the weekend, we welcome our friend Glenn Stanton back onto ABQ Connect from the Daily Citizen. Glenn, thanks so much for taking the time.
Steve, it's good to be with you, and I'm glad it's Friday. Means I get to talk with you, so that's good news. It's a good way to end the week.
Well, I always love to jump into the content that you provide for the Daily Citizen, thedailycitizen.org, by the way, especially when it comes to culture. And you and I have somewhat covered this topic in the past, but it is so important, and I'm glad that you're bringing it back to our attention. An article you recently wrote, the headline is New Dire Fertility Prospects for the United States and Real Hope for a Fix. And something you mentioned in the article, Glenn, is, I'm mentioning it here that we've talked about it before, and you've provided links in this article to go back to some of the content you've covered on this before. But I also love that you remind us this isn't an issue that's unique to the United States.
Right. It's like happening globally all over the world. And it's important. And I talk about this in my piece. I mean, I start out, sustained decline fertility violates God's first command to humanity. I mean, we have to understand God's first command to humanity, to Adam and Eve together. The first one was not to eat from the tree of good and evil. The second, you know, but it was the first one to Adam and Eve was to, and it speaks to God's creation design for us. He said he blessed them and he called them to go forth and multiply and be fruitful and multiply. We are not doing so good at that today. And it's interesting that these secular demographers, they don't really care about children or family or conservative things or even things of faith. But they're saying that, yeah, fertility and the birth rate is declining significantly. And so God's first command, that wasn't just an Old Testament thing that was good for once upon a time. It is very, very, very relevant for today.
Yeah. And, you know, we as Christians, we especially those who have been walking maybe longer than others, we get God's plan. You know, our call is also right to go out and make disciples. And if we're multiplying, we've got in-house disciples. And I want to speak to this too, because when we get to the topic of fertility, it can be sensitive for those who struggle with infertility and whether they are adopting, which I love that so much, or foster care, or even if you're having a bunch of kids. I mean, I know people with a bunch of kids that adopt and foster care as well, but whether you're doing that or having an impact on the young ones that are in your sphere of influence, there is great opportunity as the body of Christ to impact this next generation. But that's kind of down a little bit of a rabbit hole in another direction, a tangent, but I want to get back to the issue of infertility and remind Glenn, you know, remind people, you know, what's happening. You even hint in the title to the article, Real Hope for a Fix.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you mentioned the infertility part of things, because, you know, we've struggled with that in the past. And what we have to understand is that ache, the profound ache of why can't God give us the baby that we want? It's yearning for something that is natural. And we are turning into an infertile world. You know, that the pain of infertility hearkens to what God has wired in our heart. And we ask the question, like, Lord, we desire children so, so much. Those individuals, they're a part of the solution. You know, they are pro-child. The pain of infertility is a pain because of the unmet need, the unmet desire to be able to have the children that we feel like our body is able to give us, but it's not. And so, you know, we need to recognize that. But unfortunately, again, we're living in a world where increasingly more people are saying no to life. Like, I've got so many other things that I want to do. I've got school, I've got career, I've got travel, I've got accomplishments that I want to get. And, you know, they keep putting off, you know, maybe in 5 years, maybe in 10 years, maybe next year. But, you know, when we say we keep putting things off, that time never really comes. We do have to realize that the way that God wired our bodies, you know, this is certainly true of women, their biological clock, but for men too, that, you know, in younger ages is oftentimes the best time to have kids. And if you ask older couples, you know, like, oh my goodness, how did you have your kids when you were young? They would be like, it wasn't easy. Like, we had to bite the bullet and we had to make choices financially. But these are decisions that we made that we would not trade for the world. And that's the hope for a fix of fertility is this research that I'm highlighting. It comes from the Institute for Family Studies, and it's a new study called The Demographic Dead End, 2026, The State of Fertility in the World. But one of the things that they talk about is one of the reasons that fertility is declining, it's not just costs and it's not just housing costs that keep couples from having babies. It's really that we are living in a world where so many of our friends are not wanting to have kids, and that has a negative impact on us. And so they conclude that if we live in a community that is fertile, that is seeking to have kids, that is having fun having kids, and sees having kids as a blessing in life rather than a burden or a stress, then we are more likely to have kids. And that's just true of humanity. Like, we become like those we hang out with. And so part of that is, if you want that, start hanging out and seeking out friends who are living that kind of life. And it's more likely to rub off on you. And it sounds so simple, and it is in such a way, but there's so much sophisticated science behind that.
Yeah, culture seems to be able to have such an impact on some of the decisions that we make, including fertility. And, you know, I look at the chart that you've posted in the article at thedailycitizen.org. And, you know, starting back in the 1800s, and when I think back to, you know, those times, so many families, you know, farming, there was a lot of farming families, or, family business, and the truth is, people were, I think, more in the Word of God at that time. And the Word of God is alive and active, cutting to bone and marrow. But so culture has that impact, and, you know, back then, the need, you know, quite honestly, people that even, you know, maybe weren't in the Word of God, well, you have kids and they become part of accomplishing the tasks of the family. Yeah. Culture has an impact, but the Word of God has an impact. And I think it's a reminder that if we're in His Word, this is just one of those areas where we may be well impacted, and follow through with that first command. You know, one of those first commands that you mentioned, be fruitful and have children, will have an impact. And actually, I want to go back to what you said about, I feel like, wow, Glenn was a fly on the wall in our early family, because we were married very young, we had six children.
Wow.
And it wasn't easy. We made conscious decisions too. And we did, especially as we matured, you know, times were still in difficult times financially or what have you. But, we talk on this show about, wise stewardship with the resources God gives to you, mostly financially, and typically on Fridays. But you know, we get to a point in our family, where we saw, in spite of the difficulties, all of these children and now 13 grandchildren, these are eternal investments that we're making. So just a thought, and I do hope people take time to walk through the content you provided, because we do need to see change. Even countries like China, who have had strong restrictions on fertility, are now kind of changing course. I think you and I have talked about that in the past, because you know they see the numbers, and you can't have a country, you can't have a culture or a people without more babies.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's exactly right. I mean, babies are the future. And if we're not having babies today, there is not a tomorrow for China. There's not a tomorrow for America. There's not a tomorrow for Italy. I mean, that's the other thing is too, immigration is not going to solve this problem. We in America, like we celebrate immigrants, like you love your immigrant neighbors because they make life interesting. But you know what? It's like, how do the French show up? They show up as French babies, as Italian babies, as English babies, as, you know, South American babies. Like there's something about homegrown babies that are very special and very wonderful. And so that comes from fertility and childbirth. That's why it's important. And it's important for nations to be fertile because fertility is their tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, as we put an end to our conversation on this topic, I want to throw it back to you because we brought up infertility and the struggles that come with it. And there are resources available to families struggling with that at Focus on the Family.
Absolutely. 1-800-A-FAMILY. Like we have counselors, we have people that are eager to talk to you, to encourage you. And, you know, fertility can be such an isolating thing, but there is hope. There's medical hope, there's spiritual hope, there's counseling hope, and Focus on the Family stands ready at all times by just simply calling 1-800-A-FAMILY, and we're here to encourage you and help.
Yeah, and I want to remind people the great work Dr. Ford is doing at Focus on the Family in the arena of adoption and foster care. And some great information available at the same contact information from Focus on the Family. Before we came on the air, Glenn and I were hemming and hawing what kind of topic we're going to cover today. And Glenn has all kinds of great content at thedailycitizen.org. One of those articles, Glenn, I want to make sure just to tease so our listeners can look for it, how Pride 2026, an event, showed that LGBT movement is imploding. So our audience should be looking for that as well. Another topic we've covered several times, and I'm sure we'll return to. But as always, Glenn, appreciate your time and look forward to having you on again real soon.
Absolutely, Steve. Thanks so much. Blessings to you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.